We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that Gonav Vehikdish, if someone stole something and was Makdishit, and then he was Tavach HaMachar, he's Potter, because he was Tavach HaMachar, Hekdish is Behema, and therefore you're not Chayiv. So the Gemara says like this, Amri, Bishlama Tvich LeBechayiv, why? The Hekdish got Tavach. You're not chayiv on shechtim, because your shechting hekdish is behema, therefore there's no chiv dal vehei on hekdish. But loy the mori katavach, it's not the owners that you're shechting. Ella, hekdish, lechayiv, lechayro, if you steal something, and then you makdish it, that alone should be like machar. Mali machar lehedid, mali machar leshevayim. The halacha is that later daf ayin test. I don't have to daf sell something. If I give something to my tana, the ganav steals something and gives away for a present. The halacha is that he's called, it's called Ganav, it's called Tavach HaMachar, it's called Machar. Machar doesn't mean selling, it means he's giving it to put it in our Rishos. So here when you makdish it, so the hekdish alone should be like a Machar, so Yishvichayr Dal Vahey, for the hekdish alone. And for the Gemara, Hamani Rav Shimon, it's going to Rav Shimon, the Oma Kachim Shechayi V'achriyusam Meshus Lamari Kaimer. That when you makdish something, since you're chayi, you say, L'Hareh Hareh Alei Oila, and then you say, I take this Gneva, so this is for my Oila, I was with Kabbalah on myself Oila, I'm the Ganev, and then I say that this behema that I stole should be for the Oila. So since you're Chayiv Achruza, which means if this behema dies, I have to be mafresh another behema, so to a certain extent it's in your Rishus, because it's in a Dava Agarim Lamaman, because if this gets hurt, it's going to cost me money. So since it's to a certain extent, it's in your Rishus, so it's not called a Mechira. Mechira means it has to leave my Rishus to the Gamri. But it's enough out of my Rishus that you're not Chayiv for Tavach, because it's a Hekdash, it's an Oila. But it's not enough out of my Rishus to be called Machar. It's like in between. It's enough to be called Tavach of Hekdish, not Tavach of the original owner. I took it away from the original owner when I made it into Oila. But it's not enough out of my Rishus to be called a Machar. That's the Pshat. It's going to Kutavashim, Noma Kachim, Shechai, Bechirusom, Rishus, the Mari Kaimri. Great thing, Gemara. You can't say that's Pshat in our Mishnah.
The Hekdish,
right away. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Chal Hekdish on the Behema, yeah.
No,
Behema is Hekdish, Kudush Aguf, you can't even pay that. It's Kudush Aguf to Behema. That's what they get a mum together. It's Chal Kudush Aguf on the Behema. Behema is Kudush Aguf. But we're saying here, it's not called a Mechira. Why? Because it's still Chayy Bach Rusa. So therefore, it's enough stolen your Rishos that it's not called a Mechira. Break the Gemara. We're saying this Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Gonav Hekdish, Vacha Tavach Kipata. The end of that Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Oimer, which we'll have to explain soon what Rav Shimon says, but Rav Shimon Oimer, Kachim Shchai Bachusa, Mishalam Shimon Dava. Hey, so see, Rav Shimon is the end of the Mishnah. This is not Rav Shimon. I'm going to say for Rav Shimon, have a ratio, a lot of Rav Shimon. The ratio is not going according to Rav Shimon, who makes this din of Chai Bachusa that's considered in your Rishos. That's not going according to Rav Shimon. So what's Pshat in the ratio? Why, when you makdish it, is not called a Mechira and be Chai for that alone? I'm a kachim kalim. Talk about kachim kalim. There's two types of kachim. Kachim kachim, which is a oila, a chatos. And there's kachim kalim, which is like a shlomim, or a toida. That's a kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, leave the reisa glili, the oma kachim kalim mom bailim. Reisa glili learns from a pasuk that kachim kalim are considered mama in bailim. It's considered your mama, it's not considered mama hektish. It was shusei kaime, and it's in your reshus. And still, you'll be chayiv for tavach. I can ask me, then, why if I shecht it, is it considered hektish? Elamaisa, it has a shame hektish on it that's not, doesn't belong to the original owner anymore. But it's still a mar reshus, and it's still called mam and bailim, the ganav reshus. So therefore, it's not considered that you sold it. So, Marik Zadik, I have a kachim kachim, my, Misham Shum Davahe. But if it's kachim kachim and you mak the shit, you're a ganav and you mak the shit, the loch is paid out of it, because that's called mechira. So the Tani, Reisha, Gonav, V'tavach, V'achahikdish, in the Reisha of this Mishnah, it says that if you stole, and then you shecht it, and then you mak the shit, Misham Tzum Davahe. The only way we found hektish that pays out of it is if the hektish happens after everything. Live like listening to it today. You could say, even if you mak the shit before, there's a difference. Medvar Murim, that we say that if you mak the shit, then you only put on tavach, you put on tavach, but and it's not called machar. That's bekachim kalim. Avakachim kachim. Even if I makdish it before, still masham still meavavach hamisha because of the hektish alone. We're saying now really hektish alone should be called a mechira, but kachim kalim is still in your rishos. Bekachim kachim we consider a mechira. So why do you have to say a case that ichayiv dafka because I was makdish it afterwards, even if I makdish it after the Geneva, there's a case where you can be chayiv da'avei. How? If I makdish it kachikachim, because that's not called mam bailim. We said the whole answer is because going with basically that's man bam, one kachu kalam, have a kachu kachu. Eloi lam, loish the kachu kachu, loish the kachu kalam, the hektish alone is not called a mechira. Why not? The kashalach mali machri hedit. Mali machri shemayim. What's the difference if you sell to hedit? Sell to shemayim, machri hedit may kara turu the ruvein, hasha turu the shemayim. If you sell to a hedit, so there it changes the ownership, it changes the name of it. Beginning is turu the ruvein, now turu the shemayim. Machri the shemayim, when you makash it, may kara turu the ruvein, hasha turu the ruvein. When you makash something, it stays under your name. Even though it's now hektish, we're still considered your oila. Since it doesn't change a name, therefore it's not called a mechira in regards to the salacha, tavach, or macha. Since it still retains the same name, it's not called macha. Macha of the Torah means that you change the ownership name on it, change the title on it, you gave it away. But here, since it's still under your name, even though it's ayla, it's not called macha, and therefore you will not be chayiv if you're gonna have a hektish. And that's what our Mishnah says, gonna have a hektish, the tavach, macha. Your potter, and even your makash, your potter, because now you tavach hektish this thing, but the hektish alone is not called mechira because it still retains your name. Zok the Gemara Vayit explaining the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, that if it's kachim chayav achriusa, which means you chayav responsible for it, which means you recover all yourself oila, and you set aside a carbon, so then you pay davahay. Now, what does this mean? What does the words mean? What's going on? Amri, Nehida Shavar of Shimon. So we thought maybe it's going on a case where a guy steals something and he's makdish it. And Rav Shimon is saying like this: if you chayv echusa on the thing that you makdish, for example, say reila oila, and you separate this for oila, so then you pay dalvei. But if you're not chayv echusa, you pot dalvei. The chayv is the opposite. If you chayv achirusa, it's not called mechira. It's still your chayv. So it's the opposite. Nehid Amri Nehid Sav Rav Shimon Mali Machro Lehedi Mali Machro Shemayim. Even if you say Rav Shimon holds that Machro Le Shemayim is like Machro Lehedi, but Ipchum Abayle. The halacha should be the opposite. Kachim Shchayv Achirusa Potter. If it's chayv achirusa, you potter the Kadli Nafik Meshusa. Kachim Shaini Chayv Achirusa. Kachim that you're not chayv achirusa, then you chayv because the Mafik Meshusa. So. They can't be Shem Rav Shimon because it's the wrong way. It's opposite. So the Gemara, Amri Rav Shimon Milsta Achritikai. He's going on something else. Like Rashi explains, he holds Avada like the Gemara before, that when you mak when a Geneva and you mak something, no matter what, either way, it's not called a Mechira. Why not? Because it's still called your Tura, still called your Shar, still has your name on it. So therefore, it's not called a Mechira. So what's Rav Shimon talking about? Talking about something else. Baruch Tani. In the Goyne Vach HaGanem, V'Shalom Tshum Dalvahe. We had earlier on, that someone steals from a ganev, he doesn't pay dalvei. V'chein goinev hektish beis bialim potter. Also, if a bialim has hektish in his house and you steal it, you also potter from dalvei. My time of a gunav beis hish v'loim beis hektish, because it says dafka gunav beis hish v'loim beis hektish. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says on that it depends. Not so partial. It depends. Kachim shchayev achusam chayev. If the bialim has put aside kachim and it's for his nedava of oila, his neder of oila. He made a neder harei alai oila, and he put it aside for the oila. And then someone comes and steals it from him. Even though the guy stole kachim, he's chayiv. My timer, karina beve guna vesa ish. Because he's chayiv achrayi, so it's sudava garam lamamun. So it's called guna vesa ish. Masha'inkim she'ini chayiv achusam, if the owner is not chayiv achrayi, he just said harei zeh, and then he's not chayiv achrayi, he just said harei zeh oila. And that chayav achrayis, it's not a dava ger and mamoin. Then you pot it. Like harina be v'guna beis ish. So Rav Shimon, what he's saying is going on someone who stole a hektish that's hektish already, stole from the owner's house. Are you chayav for geneva or dav hev, anything like that? So Rav Shimon says it depends. If the owner was chayav achrayis, he was responsible for the intim of that behema, so then he pays all the regular chiyuv kefil dav hev. Masha'in, if it's not chayav achrayis, then the halacha is you are pot it. Why? Because that's hektish. So, I have a problem with this. So, what are we saying? We have a hektish here. Let's say it's an oila. There's an oila sitting, there's an oila, or maybe a shlomim or a chatos. It's sitting by the guy's house. Shlomim or chatos, let's say. It's sitting by the guy's house, and you go ahead and steal it. So, Rav Shimon says that if it's chayiv achrayis, so then the loch is chayiv achrayis of the shlomim, the loch is that you are chayiv to pay the guy. And if you shecht it, you chayiv dalvei. The problem is like this, that if you shecht the shlomim in your house, you can't eat it because it's shchut echutz. So chayav shchut echutz. It's shchut she'ena ruya. It's a shchita she'ena ruya. That's the Mara's kasha. Mech the shmila Rav Shimon dama shchita she'ena ruya. Rav Shimon's shchita actually is that shchita she'ena ruya is mashchita. So kachim navi is shchita she'ena ruya. Heck, you say that if you shachat or tavach. You shock at the macher. You shock at this thing. You chayiv, but chayiv rechusa. You chayiv rechid zayin ruya. So the Gemara has three terutzim. Terutz number one is ki also avdim rabbi yechonam b'sheichet temimim b'fnim l'shem b'aylam. What you did was you shechted this behemo. It wasn't b'amom. You shechted it inside the beis hamikdash for the owner. For the owner you shechted it, and therefore it's ruya because it's good. It's karsh carbon. Break the Gemara, but then I break chazer carrying the bialim. Then no stealing because it was supposed to be hektish, and I shechted for the bialim. The bialim was mekayim as mitzvah, so then I gave back the carrot to the bialim. Why mekayim carrot? I'm Rav Yitzchak. He fixed up the teretz. Or mitzvah oven shenishvach adam. The dam spilled out after the shechita. So it turned out the shechita was a shechita ruuya. Holds all right. We'll explain in a second. But the shechita is ruuya because I did it inside the beis hamikdash. So it was a kosher shechita, and therefore you chayv. You gave it back to the Baal? No, the dam spilled out. So you land up not paying the Baal. The Baal never got his carbon taken care of, and he owes the carbon still. Since it's Chayev Achrayis, you or Chayev for the Gneva.
Well, so, he did the Shechita, he didn't do anything wrong.
He did, he stole it from him and shechted it. He stole it.
He did it for him.
All right, it would have been a return. It would have been a Hashava. This isn't wrong. It would have been a Hashava, yeah. Yeah, okay. But now the dam spilled out. Yeah, because why he stole it? And unless he actually gives it back, he took care of the guy. Then what's the difference? I feel bad for you. It's too bad. But nishbach adam, it's gone. It's done. So that's terrorist number one. That was tamim. And nishbach adam, terrorist number two. That's Rav Dimi b'shem Rav Yechanan. He also Rav and Rav Yechanan b'sherekatim refnim shloy l'shem bialim. He did it shloy l'shem bialim. He did it not l'shem bialim. So therefore, didn't go back to the bialim, but it was a kosher shchita because. The halacha is shloy l'shma is a kosher carbon, but it's not. It doesn't go not all bialim shem chayva. The bialim is not the yotzei mitzvah, but it is a kosher carbon. Therefore, it's called shchita ro'uya. That's teretz number two. Teretz number one was he did shem bialim, but it was nishbach adam. Second teretz was that he did a shloy l'shem bialim. Now, what about stoma? So you say usually stoma means l'shma rather, but the problem is the Rashi daf samach vavam abeis that says that if someone steals a carbon from someone and then brings it l'shem, it brings it stama, the halacha is it doesn't go l'shem bialim because there's a miyat there, v'lo ha'gozel. It's an abstract thing, but very important Rashi. If the Elm remembers the Rashi of Samach Vavam Beis, it's stickle stira. I'm saying it's heretz to the stira. Rashi says on daf Samach Vavam Beis, the gozel carbon the chavre shehikdash chaveroi ulo oilam afnei yish ve'itzrich lashminon de'ina oilam l'rotzen klal v'afil l'bialim reshainim v'afikav la'av yish. So the correct theory here, it says, it is Olu Ba'am Shem Chayv, it wouldn't be Nishpach Adam. Teretz's theory is, there is talking about he did it Stama. Here he did it Shem Bailam. It has to be Dafka Shem Bailam. And Robin says, he did it Shalai Shem Bailam, therefore it's Shalai Shema, therefore it wasn't a Chazar of the carrot. So Teretz number one is, that it was Nishpach Adam. Teretz number two is, was Shalai Shema. Third Teretz, Oman Beis, Ayin Ba'am Beis, Rosh Lakash Amar, B'Sheichet Balimum B'Chutz. So it's talking about a Balimum. And you shechted it B'Chutz, and therefore, there was Balmum de Shechta Ibechutz, and that's Mutter Shecht Bechutz, because it's a Balmum. It's not, I need Pdi, I'm going to ask a second, your opinion, but it's not a Tmimim. So it wasn't a Shechita Chulin Bechutz, and therefore it's a Shechita Ru'uya, because it was a Balmum, and therefore if you point it, it could be Chulin, and you can Shecht it for yourself, therefore it's called Shechita Ru'uya. So again, the Kasha was this. Rav Shimon says, Kachem Shechai Bach Ru'usam, if you steal from the Balmum, you Chai Vidal Vedi. The question was, I Shechita Ru'uya. So either it's Tamimim and it's Nishpach Adam, or he did it Shalai Hashem Bailam, or it was a Balmum. It was a Balmum, and therefore it is a Kasher Shechita because it's a Balmum, and that could be Shechted Bechutz, because it can be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash.